Hi, I'm Amy Bernstein, founder of Open Mind Adventures and author of Stress Less, Achieve More, Simple Ways to Turn Pressure into a Positive Force in Your Life. Thanks for tuning in. Today I'm going to talk about the self, which is your essence, and lead you through an experiential practice that will shift you to an upgraded or finer version of who you are. The self exists on many dimensions, from the heavenly, which we call the true self or soul, all the way to the denser versions of who we are in this material plane. Each dimension imbues a certain level of consciousness. It follows then that whatever dimension you operate from informs your character and ability to handle situations. If you listen to spiritual teachers, most of them speak of the true self, saying things like, "We are all one," or "I am God, and so are you." What they're saying is true. However, how many of us have experienced that high level of consciousness or live it 24/7? Even those master teachers who have positively changed my life don't. Being human, we all shift from one version of self to another, often within the course of a day. For example, during most of the day, you probably operate from a comfortable level of consciousness in which you function pretty well. Then there are those moments when you shift to a smaller, less evolved version of who you are. This version is energetically contracted, tense, and perhaps even anxious, depressed, or stressed. Taking on the big challenges is difficult, and your performance suffers. When you function from the smaller version of self, your limited mind chatter increases, and it's easy to say or do something you regret. Then there are the extraordinary moments when you shift into a higher level of consciousness and experience an upgraded version of who you are. Brilliant things come out of your mouth. It's almost as if you were channeling them. Or perhaps in these moments, your sensing becomes so keen that you effortlessly move into the flow and perform excellently. In this finer version of self, you feel spacious, alive, and joyful. How then do you shift quickly to this finer version of who you are? Einstein said, "All knowledge is experiential. The rest is information." Thus, if you're serious about evolving your consciousness, you need to go beyond information and sense, feel what is occurring in your mind-body energy field so you may align your human system with the universal. I'd like to lead you now through a simple energy practice that quickly shifts you into the next first version of yourself. But if you're driving a car, please try this later. For the rest of you, feel where you are. Where's your attention? Is it outside yourself? Is it in your head? Or is it in your mind body? What do you feel emotionally? Are you holding your breath? Or is your breath shallow? Or are you breathing deeply from your hara, that place a couple of inches below your belly button? Do you feel centered and grounded? How big is your presence? Do you feel tense, contracted? Or does your presence fill the room? Judgments, stories, shame, or blame? Just sense, feel. It's a starting place. Now, hold your hands by your chest with palms facing each other, but don't let them touch. Focus your attention on the space between your hands. Very, very slowly, move your hands away from each other, inch by inch. Now, very slowly, move them towards each other, but don't let them touch. And as you do this, keep focusing between your hands. Keep repeating this, moving your hands away from each other. Very slowly moving them towards each other without touching. As you do, keep moving your hands a little bit more away from each other. Do you sense a magnetic pull in between your hands? Do you feel warmth or tingling in your hands? Whatever you feel is correct. Now slowly move your hands further apart. Do you still feel the magnetic pull? If so, keep slowly opening your hands even wider and then closing them again without letting them touch. Just how far you can separate your hands and still feel the magnetism between them. What you're feeling is your energy body. As you keep playing with this, notice how you now feel. Are you more relaxed than when you started? Does your energy feel more settled into the chair? You have a better sense of your feet than when you began? What do you feel emotionally? Has it changed? Is your presence more spacious? And do you feel more connected with yourself than when you began? This simple practice helps you shift from your head into your mind-body, which is the doorway to an upgraded, or what I call a finer version of you. Use it whenever you feel overwhelmed or stressed. Use it when you need to get out of your head in order to be more present and attentive. Use it when you're going from one meeting or activity to another and need to recollect yourself. In fact, when you're in a meeting, underneath the table, do this little practice. No one will see you, and it'll help you become more present and attentive. Use it when you want to upgrade your performance. And use it when you want to experience the power and peace that is truly you. Like any skill, the more you practice, the better you get at it. Share it with others, and please leave your comments on social media and or email me at Aimee, which is A-I-M-E-E, at openmindadventures.com. And if this work deeply resonates with you, check out my virtual Roar of the More Evolving Leader Mind Body Energy Series, which I'll be leading in January. To start the new year off right, and with a big roar, I'll be offering it at half price. You can find out more about it at openmindadventures.com. Thanks for listening.